Did you see it?
No, I did. I didn't see anything.
It was here. It was. It, right here.
Tiny Texas town of Evanston, where a sinkhole has seemingly opened up at the small body of water the locals call Salamander Lake. Salamander Lake, though not technically a lake, has been
an unstable reactor at the Blackwood Nuclear Campus in Ashland, Kansas, leaves hundreds dead in what appears to be a mass suicide in Louisiana. While investigations continue into
the 45th President of the United States of America
insists that there was no collusion.
Evacuations remain in effect as wildfires continue to sweep throughout California and parts of New Mexico, where
teenager Nick Johansson claims a monster is the culprit.
You're listening to Diana's Monster, the story of Diana Edith Harris and the events that transpired on February 4th, 2017, at the compound known as the Muddy Place. These include the disappearance of Alexander Carter and the arrest of cult leader Elijah Hughes. My name is Claire Connors.
My name is Alexander Carter.
I'm investigating the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss and its connections to the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group, otherwise known as PRAG.
We'll be telling the story as it happens, so if you haven't already, go back and start at the beginning.
If you believe that it's possible a wormhole existed in Evanston and then in Parlor, the key to opening and closing that wormhole could be in Marty's memories.
I don't think this is a good idea.
I can take him back there, try and trigger his memories, or...
I have to caution against this.
Fuck it. Let's do some drugs.
Man sought the answers of the unknown world to touch heaven. Prague works to rebuild the tower, while our government, like the Christian God, works against them. In order for there to be a revival, a strengthening of what once was, it needs to be burned to the ground. We erase yesterday so that we can make a better tomorrow.
What happened in Evanston? What happened in Parlor?
Nothing happened in Parlor, New Mexico. Evanston, that was another story. Kill Martin Cruz. Set him free and send the bitch home.
Here, drink. You're going to want to stay hydrated for what comes next.
Thanks.
Turn around. Take a look. We're here.
Oh my God. It's...
terrible.
Beautiful. This used to be...
Salamander Lake. Yeah.
John Cooper and I joined Prague together. Or close enough. We were hopeful, true believers.
You're listening to the second half of my conversation with Elijah Hughes, cult leader of the Lost Tribe of Seuss.
When I was excommunicated, John wished to follow me, but I begged him to stay.
You wanted him on the inside.
Prague has never been of more use to me than when I was on the outside.
He was your spy.
Prague was in possession of something I wanted.
And what was that?
The Journal of the Founder.
Elijah Hughes has given me a clue.
I asked John Cooper to steal the journal and to hide it for me, but I never got a chance to extract it from its location.
And why is the journal important?
Aside from being the written word of Prague's great founder, the journal details a device that can track the six in our world.
How?
I do not know. I wish that I had retrieved the journal, but alas, I am in prison. Locked away, and the journal is out there.
You're going to tell me where it is in exchange for what?
Option A, bring me the device, the means by which to track down Seuss. I want that pig, Alexander. I want her to suffer. I want to hear her squeal as I end her, and as I wring every breath out of her tiny bosom.
And option B?
Kill Martin Cruz. Promise me you'll kill him, and I'll give you the location of the diary.
Okay, I will.
What'll it be?
He has provided me with the location and combination to a locker located at a 24-hour national fitness chain. It's here. The journal of the French physicist and founder of Prague sits inside the locker, wrapped in a towel. I remove it, carefully. There's something else. A small box sits, wrapped in a towel, underneath the journal. I set the journal aside and open the box. Inside is a cylindrical device with two knobs below a screen. A speaker is housed in the device. This is the device Elijah Hughes spoke of. I turn it on.
Okay. Do you know what you're doing?
Marty, so nice to see you.
Dr. Odell?
What are you doing here? I thought you didn't approve.
I don't. What you two are doing is extremely reckless, and I can't condone it. However, the ingestion of a barbiturate or psychoactive drug is dangerous and should not be pursued lightly.
You're going to be my sitter.
I'm going to make sure you don't overdose, Martin. You really trust this woman to administer drugs to you?
I want to know what happened to me. What really happened to me?
You can trust me, Marty.
I'll make sure of it.
Thanks. I appreciate it. The both of you. Even though this wasn't really my idea.
What are you administering?
It's a mixture. Parts Datura, LSD, MDMA, psilocybin, some codeine.
Good Lord! Are you mad?
We can't fail. Whatever it takes. However long we have to stand out here, getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. I'm going to get Marty there, to the higher plane of consciousness.
Marty?
Yeah?
Are you absolutely sure?
I've never really done any drugs. Once, when I was 13, I fell rollerblading and dislocated my shoulder. The doctor prescribed me some Tylenol with codeine. I remember sitting on the sidewalk, my shoulder jutting out at an awkward angle, bent the wrong way. Didn't feel a thing.
Adrenaline. How did you feel after?
Sore. To this day, my shoulder still clicks.
This isn't going to be like that. You might not come back. I saw what you were like before.
I know. I don't remember what I was like, but I know.
So are we sparking up or what?
You brought a pipe?
Needle. That was a figure of speech.
Yeah, Claire. Stick me.
The small screen on the device has come to life. The display is a repurposed submarine radar that lights up with green as I drive towards the city. A small red dot sits in the upper left quadrant of the screen. I'm getting nearer. The sound emitting from the tiny speaker grows louder and more high-pitched, almost imperceptible to my human ears. The journal, written in French and annotated in English, sits on the seat beside me as I drive towards the bright red dot. What the hell? I arrive at a shopping mall, or what used to be a mall. It seems to be in the midst of demolition. A large hole has been blown out of the side of the building, as if a bomb has been set off. Caution tape and police sawhorses form a barricade around the perimeter of the mall. Chunks of concrete and rebar are piled in the center of the parking lot. A giant dumpster sits among the rubble. I watch from my car as several men and women in hard hats work to collect debris. They each wear fluorescent vests and gloves. I step out of my car. How can I help? A woman directs me to an open truck bed, and a small girl hands me a pair of gloves, a hard hat, and a trash bag. The device in my pocket continues to sound. I'm sorry. Can you tell me what happened here?
Martin Cruz is incomprehensible. He has been for nearly 20 minutes. He sits, legs crossed, at the edge of the shore. His wide pupils follow the swirling rush of water. His jaw slack. His breathing is slow and belabored. Marty. Are you with us, Marty? Marty, are you there? Remember what you're doing. I need you to focus. I need you to focus now. Come on. Come on, Marty, focus.
It's as I feared.
Are you going to help at all?
Very well. Listen to the sound of my voice, Martin. I want you to shut your eyes and let go of all feeling. Clear your head and focus on your breathing. Focus only on breathing in. Hold that breath. Now exhale. I don't want you to think about this moment right now or anything that has happened or will happen or has never happened. Just breathe in, then out. Think upward, toward the stars, the universe.
Allow yourself to drift.
Allow yourself floating on a cloud. And think about everything below.
Allow yourself to drift.
Think through to your stomach. Let go of the energy there. Let it exit through your legs and the soles of your feet. You are nothing and everything, all at once. You are nothing. You are the answers to the universe and the void.
You are nothing.
Allow your spirit to commune with nature. Breathe with me, now. In, you are nothing. Then out. You are nothing. Keep your eyes closed.
Experience this moment. Let the images flow past you. Pictures and scratches.
Placed upon a TV tray, weighted down by a glass of scotch. Dad. After some time, I managed to ascend the staircase. Make my way into the deck. Dad. I don't think I was even breathing.
Dad. Wake up. Dad.
In and out.
Breathe.
The universe is drifting all around you, flowing through you. You're holding everything together.
It's back.
Connected.
Tonight, remember.
We have to.
Connected.
Swim.
What are you seeing, Marie? What do you remember?
Move that over there.
I'm here at the Indian Hills Shopping Center in Wichita, Kansas, which appears to have been targeted by a terrorist organization. Volunteer workers and local authorities are attempting to sort through the mess. So far, no bodies have been recovered. The bomb was detonated early this morning, it seems, when the premises were deserted. I have joined the workers as they clear the site. All the while, the device in my pocket continues to ring. So, do they know who did it? Has anyone claimed responsibility?
Not yet.
Well, that's good, isn't it? It means it wasn't some terrorist organization?
Maybe.
I heard it was a monster.
Yeah, I bet.
Is that so hard to believe?
Yes, it is. There's no such thing as monsters.
An old friend once told me that men are monsters. We both create and become them.
Your friend gets it. All right, help me lift this.
So, definitely not a monster, then.
Terrorists aren't monsters. Sure, they do some pretty shitty stuff, but they do believe they're coming from a morally sound place, right?
I guess I never thought of it that way.
Now, I'm not saying it isn't shitty. But wars are started when a side believes they're doing what is right, what is morally just, and when the other side defends themselves or intervenes. Who's a monster in that scenario? The group believing that they're doing God's work, or the group standing in their way?
I guess I don't think anyone needs to die. Why can't they both coexist?
Well, the very idea of a war is predicated upon the notion that something is being done as an affront. It's a clashing. Religion exists to spread itself like a virus. The religious have to spread their word, to save as many doomed souls as possible. It's the nature of religion, the idea that their way is the only way.
So I take it you're not religious?
Actually, I'm a youth pastor.
Oh.
Does that surprise you?
A little, yeah. A lot, actually. You seem pretty anti-religion.
I try to be realistic. My beliefs, whether or not they align with your own, are what guides me to act. I don't believe that those without religion are incapable of moral thought. I admire them for it, but I do believe that God has a plan for us all.
So then, what do you think happened here?
I can't say for sure.
What's happening, Marty?
I'm...
What's happening, Marty?
They're pulling me out of the water.
Where are you?
I'm in a stretcher. Hospital. Prague.
Who's with you?
Prague. Huh?
Who's with you?
Claire.
He's holding steady. He's holding steady.
Now, Claire, who's there?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What's happening?
It's what I feared. It's what I feared.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's going into
cardiac arrest.
Cardiac arrest.
Cardiac arrest.
The group of volunteer workers has reconvened at the bar just 6 minutes away from the Indian Hills Mall. The bar sits on a mostly empty lot, next to a payday loan joint and a Mexican eatery. A group of volunteers are seated outside the bar, sipping pints of beer and snacking on french fries. The youth pastor is among them, as is a teenage boy who eyes me curiously as he sips Coke through a straw. I wave at him, but he looks away. I call him closer. Are you Nick?
Yeah.
You saw what happened.
Uh-huh.
Hey, have a seat. Nick sits across from me. His eyes are green. His hair is shaggy, and he fidgets uncomfortably. The beds of his nails are a mess. He's a biter. Scars from his ongoing battle with acne mark what is otherwise a good-looking face.
It was a monster.
You saw a monster?
It wrecked the mall.
What kind of monster?
I don't know. Big?
What did it look like? Was it a pig?
Yeah, a pig monster.
What was it doing?
It tore right through the place like it was paper.
Did anyone else see the monster?
Becca York was with me, but she didn't see it.
Becca York?
My manager.
Why were you at the Indian Hills Mall so early?
Inventory. I work at the hardware store.
What happened?
We were doing counts when I heard it. It was awful.
Then what?
An explosion.
What did you do?
I ran out of the shop. It was around back. I saw it. It was huge.
What was it doing?
It was just standing in the parking lot.
Where?
The loan place.
And no one else saw it?
There was too much dust, I think. It was gone in a flash.
Anything else you can tell me?
Nope.
Can you airdrop me Becca York's contact information?
Sure.
Marty? Are you still with us, Marty? Marty?
He's barely conscious.
Marty.
Water everywhere. Water everywhere.
He's barely conscious.
He's been through a lot.
What do you mean?
Same thing that happened to you.
And Seuss?
When you went through, so did he.
And
he's
Seuss?
Back.
And Seuss? And Seuss?
She came with him. She came with him. She came with him.
That can't be good.
It isn't.
Marty? Marty?
Marty? He's been through a lot.
What do you mean?
We need to revive him.
Again!
You're Rebecca York?
Yeah, I am.
What happened today?
Well, I'm just as confused as everyone else.
Nick says he saw a monster.
Well, I know what he says.
Is there any reason to believe he'd be lying?
Nick has an active imagination for sure, but he doesn't lie. Not without a good reason.
What does that mean?
Well, everyone tells white lies once in a while. Nick more than most. To spare feelings or get himself out of trouble.
So you don't think he's lying about what he saw?
I was with him. I didn't see anything.
Does Nick have any siblings?
No. His mother looks after her nephew, though. Nick's cousin. They're thick as thieves.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Martin Cruz is in a comatose state due to drug intoxication. Dr. Odell is at his bedside, staring down nurses and myself. I have no words. I'm sorry, Marty. Revive him. Revive him.
Check for pulse.
He's been through a lot.
He's been through a lot.
Revive him. Again. What do you remember, Marty?
I was on the van. Hungry. I was hungry.
What did it look like?
Check for pulse.
There was water everywhere. This guy was... not the muddy places, the muddy places, the muddy places. It was just black, or blue, or green. I was in a bubble.
You were in between.
Between what?
Our world and theirs.
Whose? What are you talking about?
The Muddy Place, the realm of monsters.
What is it?
The Muddy Place exists in spaces where our world overlaps with theirs. Think of it like a Venn diagram, two worlds. Our world and theirs. But when these worlds overlap, here in the center, the things that make them the same, these regions are called the Union.
The Muddy Place is the Union?
Yes, that's right. Everything we know or will ever know exists there. And what isn't known is allowed to pass through, like osmosis.
The Muddy Place is a portal.
The Union creates a doorway, but to pass through, one must navigate the Muddy Place.
How did I get there? And how did I get back?
We knew where to look. We were monitoring the woods.
Why?
Because that's where they found me.
Found you?
The monster and her are the same.
I went where it was from. I went where it was from.
Marty?
She's lying to us, Dr. Odell.
Marty, lay back. You OD'd.
Xander is entrapped in the Muddy Place. He never was.
What are you talking about, Marty?
But I was. And so was she.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were with Prag when they pulled me out of the lake. Weren't you?
You don't understand.
I think I do. Your name isn't Claire Connors. You aren't Xander's sister. You're working with them. With Prag.
Pardon?
Dr. Odell, allow me to introduce you to Diana Harris.
Next time on Diana's Monster.